What's up, patrons, and welcome to a Clone Wars audio commentary. We're not going to waste any time here, we're just going to jump right in. So to sync up with Netflix or however you're watching, I'm going to count down and say 3, 2, 1, pause. When I do that, just pause this recording. Hit play again right when the yellow title disappears from the screen and you should be all synced up. So here we go, 3, 2, 1, pause. Choose your enemies wisely, as they may be your last hope.
Oh.
We're back to Clone Wars. It's been a while.
This feels strange.
I know. It's been forever since we just stopped in the middle of the Youngling arc to watch the Bad Batch. Thank goodness Yularen is here to tell us what happened. We're going to do one Clone Wars episode, and then we'll probably be doing Visions commentaries for a while.
One day we'll finish this show.
We're pretty close, actually. Like, after this is the D-Squad arc, and then the Darth Maul Mandalore arc. Then Ahsoka...
I just remembered something.
Oh, what?
We saw Gungi... cosplayer
we did.
Dragon Con. He was like supposed to be Gungi all grown up,
yeah.
But he had like the strap with like little symbols on it, and he had a green lightsaber. I was like, oh my gosh, so cool.
Still waiting to see Huyang again in anything. He got mentioned in the High Republic, but...
So that's the old droid with the lightsaber stuff?
Uh-huh. It's like, when I think about it, we have, like, 9 arcs of the show left. Which, yeah. I think is just, like, 36 episodes or so. Maybe less.
I wonder if the other younglings are, like, jealous of these because of this fun little adventure that they got to go on.
Yeah. I bet they are.
I would be. Maybe they go back and they're, like, thinking that they're better than everybody else.
Well, now you're, what are you doing?
Oh boy.
I remember in the Stories of Light and Dark book that was like kind of from a certain point of view for the Clone Wars, they definitely talked about at least Katooni. The Thalathian, she really respected Ahsoka, so they all know who Ahsoka is. So yeah, I assume they've got some major bragging rights when they go back and they're like, guess what happened when we went to get our lightsabers?
He was gonna jump.
I know. R2's always throwing droids around.
Sounds like a pirate. I guess he is supposed to be like a space pirate. What planet are they on?
Florum.
It's been a while since we've seen Grievous.
This is one of the few episodes in season 5 that were aired out of order chronologically, because they kicked off the season with an episode about Maul that takes place after this. Like, Hondo's base is all messed up, and then in this episode, we see why.
They did the line. I thought he was calling him handsome.
I like the absolute unit of a weak way back there.
Is he the himbo of the group?
Maybe.
Yeah, usually when we see weak way, they're like tall and skinny. A lot of deals being made.
Well, Grievous is unwilling to make deals, but the Jedi are.
I wonder what he said.
Lots of swear words.
You just watch yourself.
Yeah, a lot of lines in this one from other stuff.
I bet they're also going back to and being like, "We met Hondo."
I wonder if they always kind of plan. So, like, this is when the Slave One comes back and it's got a new paint job and it's Hondo's colors. I wonder if they always had that idea.
Wait, so it gets a paint job.
Yeah, so Jango Fett had it, and it was
blue.
Yeah, and now when they see the Slave One in this episode, it's red and green, like Hondo's colors.
Don't rush me.
Yeah, right. Just cuts his legs off. Never held one of these before, sorry.
Yeah. Hondo really does wake up every morning and choose chaos.
Like, how am I feeling today?
Miniature. That I've ever heard them say ohm.
My knees.
He said ohm 87.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense. They're working together.
Hondo using an actual sword.
Yeah, he's flashy like that.
That is, like, a shocking amount of battle droids for what they thought was just a small pirate army.
Yeah. Ooh, that's cool. I like his little speeder. Big speeder.
Wait, was that the himbo?
Oh no.
Oh. Oh no, I think I saw him.
Is that a crashed B-wing?
It looked like the Twilight.
Oh yeah, it did.
I can't remember if it crashed or not. Okay, himbo's fine.
Maybe Hondo's just a really big fan of the holidays, and that's why all of his stuff is green and red.
Get aggressive. R2's like, all these protocol droids are the same.
That poor droid.
He doesn't have arms, R2. Ah.
Oh no. I don't like it when he crawls like that. Wouldn't that suck if you just got your crystal and built your saber and Grievous came over and took it?
Well, I mean, he's talking about child murder, so. So yeah, that would suck.
She's fought Grievous before.
Yeah.
It's a miracle that Grievous doesn't accidentally cut off his own limbs.
I agree.
Swinging around four lightsabers. I mean, luckily for him, he could just, like, have them welded back on, but
he must have done it at some point.
Oh, yeah. That, I forget if it's a droid or a creature that, like, works on him. In his lair.
That was a droid.
Okay.
The very sassy droid.
The droid's like, I know all your secrets and how many times you messed up. Cut off your own arm. Oh, okay. Referring to yourself in the third person.
So close.
Mm-hmm. Like a couple more shots could have blown him up.
Why are you laughing?
Another day, another cheating of death. Aww.
They just shake their head. Oh, that Hondo. Sometimes he tries to murder us.
It'd be really cool to have them meet again someday.
Yeah. Ooh, what's that story?
Ooh.
Buzzkill.
How old is that droid?
He's been teaching the Jedi for 1,000 generations.
Sheesh.
So very old. Oh, he finally finished the Youngling arc.
Yay.
It took 5 months or so.
And we never see those Younglings ever again?
We do.
Oh, okay.
They are at the end of this season, but like just as cameos.
All right.
Yeah. But thank you all for watching and listening along with us. Thank you so much for being our patrons, and may the Force be with you.